again for Wednesday, February 11th, 2026. Brought to you today by Audible. Go get your free credit. audibletrial.com/GQ26. By SwiftEnergy.gg. Go get those delicious, delicious drink mixes. Go check out Questworthy as well. Put in the promo code Quest. You get 25% off of your purchase. By patreon.com/thegroupquest and by stackup.org. In today's news, pre-orders are ready. There could be a game coming to PlayStation 5 and maybe PlayStation 6. And Diablo's 30th anniversary spotlight is today. But we begin with quite a fight, because Jinxi, according to .esports.com, got after Supercell for a lack of creator credit after Clash Royale's historic year. Now, he's taken aim at Supercell after the studio's latest yearly recap celebrated Clash Royale's historic 2025. They did not mention any of the creators, and it did spark a wave of backlash across the gaming community, or across the games community. The omission has quickly turned into one of Clash Royale's biggest talking points, as streamers and the fans of Supercell is happy to benefit create a fueled hype while they use the public to acknowledge it. So here's what he said up on X, quote, "Probably the biggest spit in the face I've ever seen." And he posted a link where I believe Supercell was doing the talking. Quote, and I'm paraphrasing it. "Last year I called Brawl Stars growth historic. Now I'm going to use that word again for Clash Royale." End quote. No, that's Jinxi. Further quote, "Royale's re-engaged players doubled. New players grew almost 500%. Every major measure of playtime and engagement grew significantly. And maybe the most importantly, Clash Royale once again became the game to play with friends around the world. It felt like 2016 again, as it really been almost 10 years. I want to take a moment to celebrate this, because what happened deserves celebrating. The game approaching its 10th year didn't just hold on, it exploded. That's an extraordinarily rare in our industry. It's proof of what's possible when a talented team relentlessly focuses on making things better for players." End quote. Now that wasn't Jinxi. That was the Supercell CEO, Ilkka Pennanen, because they published a long-form blog breaking down the company's performance last year and the vision for the future. And as you just found out, they were pointing out the returning number of players and some new players as well. They also had a revenue gains, a proof that the game has roared back in quite the way. But Jinxi and some other people didn't like it, and some did support it. Yogsik got up on X and said, quote, "Jinxi crashes out on the Supercell CEO for not giving him and other creators credit for reviving Clash Royale. This company is effing horrible. That team solely killed the game." End quote. Now, Jack Courage Dunlop did reply to Jinxi and said, quote, "I only watched engaged with Clash Royale content because of you. It was honestly the most interested I've ever been with the game in its life cycle." End quote. Mr. Beast also replied, quote, "I only started playing again because of you." End quote. And the Sketch Reel also had his thoughts, quote, "Not touching a Clash Royale again until Supercell acknowledges Jinx's impact. Disgusting to act if a dev changes or changes the game. That's been the same for years. Jinxi, I'm done letting you be humble. From Clash, Real Life, and R6, you revived those games. Only the creator to do so and include the community of those games." It's not Real Life, it's RL. "While also bringing in more creators. You changed lives and deserve recognition and compensation. Numbers don't lie. The Jinxi effect is real. Pay that man." Now he's got some power. Got the power of the people. But this one's got some power too. Power of the corporation. GameSpot.com did say that the Xbox president, Sarah Bond, will get a massive stock award at her other job. Now, she gets paid $125,000 annually for her role as a director. So not only is she the Xbox president, she also serves on the board of the meat company, Tyson. which has been revealed that Bond was recently awarded 2.9 million shares of the company at a price of $65.26 each. Now, I'm not sure how the math works out, but GameSpot says that's about $190,000. Now, that does bring her total of shares to over 4 million shares, over 4.5 million shares, I should say, according to the recent regulatory filing. Tyson always pays its directors as an annual retainer of $125,000. The value of Bond shares depends on Tyson's stock price. The company is currently trading around $64.74, which is up to 11.5% this year, but down from the all-time high that's close to $100 in 2022. Now, we know that Tyson makes chicken, beef, and pork products, and she also previously worked at T-Mobile and McKinsey. She became the Xbox president in 2023, replacing Bill Spencer in that role, where he was promoted to the Microsoft gaming CEO. Now, her payment from Tyson is public. Her compensation at Microsoft is not. The Xbox president, Bond, does oversee a variety of Xbox teams, spanning devices, players and creators, experience, platform engineering, strategy, business planning, data and analytics, and business development. And she faced down some controversy in some recent times about why she was so excited about Microsoft's decision to embrace AI, even with the layoffs and the studio closures and other labor issues at Xbox. And one of those games is Overwatch. And I did not say Overwatch 2, now did I? No. I do apologize because we did fail to report that the 2 dropped off from Overwatch. So it's now just called Overwatch. But according to GamesRadar.com, that wasn't the only change, because the player peak went over 165,000 people. Why? Because it wasn't just a rebranding. They put it back into season 1, and that started with a 6-part narrative arc, which does introduce a number of fresh members to the roster. And due to the relaunch, the FPS hit a new all-time peak for concurrent players on Steam. So yesterday, February 10th, there was a surge of interest. 165,651 players were playing at once on Valve's platform. And that's according to SteamDB, which, you know, we used that in the last show. But the highest number who did log in via Steam over the last year was just over 60,000. So they jumped over 100,000 people. And the previous all-time peak of the game came to Steam was in August 2023, where it hit 75,608 people. Now, with that number, we do not know how many people were playing through Battle.net. I bet it was big. But they still wish that they had some Pokemon. GameSub.com did say that there was some leaks that was going on with some data breaches that hit Game Freak in late 2024, with some new beta screenshots that had surfaced online. And these images were reportedly from a mid-2024 development build. They suggested that Game Freak is aiming to a level of scale and immersion that far surpasses Pokemon Scarlet and Violet. And there's a graphics performance with the new Pokemon for the Nintendo Switch 2. Now, there are some placeholders that are being using for the development phase. And this is about Pokemon Gen 10. So, we'll see what comes. Just know that Pokemon Day is coming on February 27th, 2026. And many did expect that the Pokemon Company will finally break their silence, while the primary focus of upcoming Pokemon presence may be the Pokemon Legends Z2A, or the mobile Pokemon Pokopia, and a One More Thing teaser for the Generation 10. Which GameSub did say that's likely to happen. So when will it be announced? Like I said, February 27th, most likely. We'll see if it does. But that's not the only thing that's coming like that. Diablo's 30th anniversary is today, and they will stream it on their usual platforms via GamesRadar.com. So what's going to be in it? Well, Diablo 4 could unveil a new class for the game after the release of the new Paladin class. So that could happen. along with other updates to Diablo Immortal and Diablo 2. So how do you want to watch this 30th anniversary spotlight? Well, it'll be up on YouTube or Twitch here in about an hour and a half. As of recording, 5 p.m. EST, 2 p.m. Pacific time. So if you like the Diablo, here we go. Oh, let's go back to Xbox, shall we? Because the Xbox Excellence Awards did happen. And this will be a celebration that does highlight the games that the fans love. And the awards were based on the four categories. Store rating, player engagement, daily active users, and units sold. So the store rating had quite a few games to it, such as Call of Duty Black Ops 7, Clear Obscur Expedition 33, Digimon Story Time Stranger, Like a Dragon and Pirate Yakuza in Hawaii, Satisfactory, so on and so forth. The Xbox Excellence Awards player engagement went to Borderlands 4, Digimon Story Time Stranger, EA Sports College Football 26, Helldivers 2, MLB The Show 25, Satisfactory, The First Berserker Kazan, and more. The daily active users are our creators, Avowed, Doom the Dark Ages, Forza Horizon 5, Helldivers 2, Tom Clancy's Rainbow Six Siege, so on and so forth. And the Xbox Excellent Awards, the units sold, went to our creators, Battlefield 6, Call of Duty Black Ops 7, EA Sports Madden NFL 26, Helldivers 2, Ready or Not, and WWE 2K25. Well done to all. Now, what about games that are coming? There's one coming to PlayStation. We shall see. Because it's not likely that this game will be appearing on PlayStation 5 anytime soon, but it might be appearing on both PlayStation 5 and PlayStation 6. And that is Black Myth Zhongkui via PlayStationLifestyle.net. And they think that the game will be out in about maybe 2 years. Because they think that it'll have a chance to land on the PlayStation 6. Yeah, we'll see about that one, won't we? But what's coming out even sooner? Eurogamer.com did say that The Mermaid Mask could come out this summer. Now, this is a retro horror pro-country game, and it'll be for the acclaimed detective game Tangled Tower, according to SFB, and arrives on PC and consoles this summer. The demo available for The Mermaid Mask is on Steam right now. So if you want to try that one, that's coming out pretty soon. It's a scary one. But if you got a Nintendo Switch 2 and say you're a Fallout fan, GameSpot said that, well, the physical edition for Fallout 4, the anniversary edition, will be coming out April 29th. $60, Amazon. And you can pre-order at Walmart and Best Buy there as well. So if you want it, you can try it. Tomorrow is the PlayStation State of Play, and I will be reacting to that either on twitch.tv/JoeSpace or twitch.tv/DawnForge, or both. Nah, just one of them. This has been a DawnForge production 2026. All rights are reserved. We will see you tomorrow after the State of Play. So until then, go play some video games, people.